1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Fiver Friday all across the land. People are engaging, dancing, celebrating. It's a great Fiver Friday. To the thousands of shops and services that are participating, we want to congratulate you and we want to say well done and keep it going until closing time today. Okay. Fiver Friday is rocking.
Every year this day comes around, it's off to the shops I go. I don't mind if I do spend the cash, I'm fairly rash, I know. Fiver Friday's here today, get the bargain of the year, I say. With me Friday, Friday in me hand, along the local street I stroll. It may be raining but I never complain, I never get such value for a fiver again. Every shop, wherever I stop, a fiver's all I spend. The farmer of the village, and it's where he resides. He says he sometimes struggles, and in me he confides. So I get all me mates to get their sharp back inside. For Fiver Friday's here today, with me Friday, Friday in me hand. Along the local street I stroll. Be friendly, but you'll put a sign up to say that you can get two chickens for a fiver all day. Every shop, wherever I stop, a fiver's all I spend. The florist at the roundabout was feeling the crunch, she's going to do some roses for a fiver a bunch. So when I buy me flowers, I'll take me wife out for lunch. For Fiver Friday's here today, go on, get spending. Yes, Fiver Friday's here today, go on, get spending. Yes, Fiver Friday's here today.
Pizza Hut have a Fiver Friday offer. All 19 stores, Pizza Hut nationwide. A pizza normally costing £15.95 is how much today?
A fiver.
Alarm Watch Security Group have an offer on landline. I thought it was landmine. Landline monitoring for new customers. They've members nationwide. Normal alarm monitoring is €170 a year. And today it's a fiver. Paul McNally at McNally's Denture Clinic in Carlow. He's an offer normally €35. Today it's a fiver. Deanery Furniture in Roscrea, Shinrone, Roscrea Road and Shinrone. They're out the door, apparently. Out the door. Okay. Parcel Zone. Wait, I'll try and deliver this one. Parcelzone.net. They have a fantastic offer in the run up to Christmas. Get onto their website, parcelzone.net. The offer is coming in at
a fiver!
Ice skating in Blanchardstown. They are skating on thin ice for the Red Cow Inn. Tickets for the party nights, Living Proof and Le Freak in the... Is that you, June Rogers? No, it's not. That's a fiver. Bewley's Hotels, Dublin Airport, Bosbridge, Newlands Cross, Leopardstown. There's lovely meal deals in the brasserie restaurants today for a...
fiver!
Daniel O'Donnell, do some for me, quickly.
Only from the Sweet Emporium, Scurries was on to us. And she's doing delicious American waffles, hot drinks and a quarter of sweets for a fiver.
Michael Noonan.
This is the Taoiseach, actually, Joe.
Thank you very much.
In respect of spring wools and Walkinstone, she has a huge selection of scarf knitting kits and woolly good packs, all for...
A fiver, man, Taoiseach.
That means amazing savings.
Mary O'Rourke, Mary.
Oh, well, Shelley Saunders owns Best Friends World. That's in Kerr in County Tipperary. Yeah. She says dog collars, leads, and even hair bows for your furry friend. And you can even get something for your pet.
For a fiver.
Joe, my apartment I bought in 2005. It's now worth a fiver.
By the way, there's a barbers in Gorey County, Wexford, and they're doing for a fiver a half a haircut.
Oh.
Half a haircut for a fiver. It's just on the fringes of Gorey there. Yeah. You just, it's off the main, you go down one of the short back and side streets. Yeah. In Armagh, Des McDermott, well done to Armagh, County Community Web Portal Group. Wait for this. They have some remarkable offers to get all for a fiver. Eddie's Car Wash, Town and Country Cleaners, Cullivale Tires, Cullivale Car Wash, Cullivale Off License, McConville's Lawn and Dental Clinic, Value Land, Mario's Restaurant, Shorts, Sports and Cycles, Hearty Jewelers, Carraher's Butchers, Cost Cutters in Cullivale, Devlin's Off License in Cullivale, and CFL Fuels in Cullivale all have offers. Garay Fiverr. Daniel O'Donnell.
Right. Rory Duffin is the chef at the Underground Cafe at Adams Bar on Main Street, Dingle, wherever that is. Get in there for your soup of the day and a choice of main courses for just a fiver. Now, their only terms, Joe, is terms and conditions that patrons would be happy, like I am.
What's the opposite to reprehensible? I'll tell you. Aileen Dooley says you can sign up for the Irish Conquer Championships in Kilkenny. For just
a fiver. Well done, Jerry. Well done, well done, well done. Francis, yeah, sorry.
George, Mossy, it's only me, old lady out here. Look, Mossy. I have there's a sign here I'm reading it now. The River Inn, Cooleaney in Sligo. Yeah. They have a traditional Irish bar with an Italian twist, whatever that is, in lovely Cooleaney. And this Fiver Friday, go and visit Padraig and Manuela, and they'll sort you with pints and toasties, wine and bruschetta, delicious cocktails, and maybe a medical care.
Francis Brennan, congratulations on your new book.
No problem. Jennifer Shop and Palmerstown Shopping Centre has christening gowns, babies and children's, and packets of wool of all sorts, and they're great. And I hear they have lovely tea and scones in there as well. So that's fabulous.
And Mark's Barbers, the barbers with the most the most glorious view in Ireland. It's at the Bullwall there in Clontarf. They old age pensioners today for a fiver. That's very cheap for an old age pensioner, isn't it? But you have to look after them now for the rest of your life. Old age pensioners, haircut today at the Bullwall for a fiver. Tom Ford is in Ballyharness, Corley's Jewellery, Collarin's Chemist, The Gem Costcutter, Homeland Bedding Flowers, Eddie Murphy's, McGarry's Women's Wear, MJ Webb's, Webb West Butchers, Ford's Limited, personalised T-shirts for a fiver each, a bottle of wine, a fiver, old Chardonnay and Eugene's Costcutter, all for a fiver in Ballyharness.
No, the best one I have is that an undertaker I heard, he's doing, if you're being buried, if you bring a friend, he'll do over a fiver. If you had anyone.
We have how are you, Doc, by the way?
I'm just saying about the water.
Now, the good news on the water, well, we said it in the programme here 2 days ago. The registration date has been extended by a month to the end of November.
I don't mind all that. I have the answer to this water crisis, right? How we'll sort it out? We'll dilute the water.
With a drop of wine.
I can't understand how the word about the bone is leaked out. the boys are getting the bonus. They haven't done a tap.
And of course, you're sinking, Doc. Sinking.
But they get paid on the drip. You'll be all right. But apparently there's an American tourist down in Roscommon. You know, there's a problem in Roscommon with the water, you know? And he was in a place in Roscommon, and he was saying, what do you do with the water here? How do you manage? He said, what we do is we get the water, we filter it through, we boil it, we filter it through again, we boil it again, filter it one more time, then we throw it out and drink Guinness.
And on this special day, we have Uchter on here, and thank you, Doc. Doc, don't take a glass of water.
No water.
Take something cheaper. Uchter on here, and Michael D. Higgins is here on this very special Fiver Friday. I'll have a list of more, and you can tweet them on Talk to Joe 1854 or at Liveline. Put in the hashtag Fiver Friday, and they're coming in at a rate of 60 a minute at the minute, at the moment, so to speak, on the Twitter machine. Dundalk are in there, Coppinger's Furniture, ABS Building Supplies all over the country. They're doing great stuff. Thomas Ryan, Heavens Hardware, local. I'll keep going at them. Uchteran, you're very, very welcome. How are you? I know, just talking to you before we went on air, that just to bring the programme down a tad or two, which you normally do. You've had disturbed sleep patterns and dark dreams.
That's right.
Lately.
And striking.
Would you care to talk about it?
But I suppose I would, among other things, I'm constantly dreaming that I'm in the future.
Dreaming that you're in the future? When did this start?
Next Tuesday.
And what are you dreaming about specifically?
Well, for example, I was dreaming last night that I was on a Ryanair flight for a Fiver Friday, and all I brought with me was a fiver and an underpants, and I didn't change either.
And then I was back in the Dáil as a TD, Joe, and it was budget day, and Michael Noonan was sitting down making his budget speech, having his last double Irish, two eggs, two rashers, two sausages, two puddings, black and white, and then, shock of horrors, he put 40 cents on the pack of 20 cigarettes, and I shouted at the young corner, you'd be cheaper to smoke the money, and the opposition benches were taking no notice that Paul Murphy, the new TD, was making a series of love-hate. He was playing the part of Midge, and he was smuggling water meters out of the country and selling Viagra eye drops, and he had formed a new party that morning to replace Austerity Alliance called Profit Before People.
Uchtarán, excuse my ignorance, what are Viagra eye drops?
Well, I don't know, but seemingly if you're on them long enough, they make you look hard. And next thing, Joseph, Lucifer Creighton wanted to set up a new party. She was over in England watching the success of UKIP, and she set up the Irish version of that party in the Dáil called Our Kip. And this dream was getting more disturbed. There was a flash of lightning, and who descended from the heavens with a halo as big as a rainbow and a pair of wings, drinking a can of Red Bull? Only Ian Paisley. And Ian was posing as an Australian orange man called Crocodile Drumcree, and he addressed both houses of the Oireachtas. And his sermon was like the horns on an American steer. The tip of one horn represented the beginning of a sermon. The tip of the other horn represented the end. And in between there was a whole load of bull.
And just listen, that's an extraordinary dream. But it's normally, because every time you hear Uachtarán, you tell us Enda Kenny features in your dreams. Did he feature in this one?
Oh, yes. He was flat out operating a sawmill behind the Cancorla's desk. And he would have no sooner cut and sanded and varnished a board than he'd have someone appointed to it. Joan Burton, the Minister for Social Warfare, was appointed to an ironing board. And she was over in the corner of the Dáil, Joe, and she was ironing out differences between Labour and Fine Gael over budgetary matters. And it was a top-of-the-range steam iron and all hot air and greenhouse gases supplied by the top brass in Irish Water. And you know, Joe, all the top dogs in Irish Water were either appointed to surfboards or the Irish Film Board. And the top earners in Irish Water, they went on to make a cowboy film called Bonanza. And every one of the top Irish Water people won a performance-related Oscar in Hollywood. It was known well in advance who was going to win the Oscar with all the leaks. And for most of them, it was a water meteoric rise to success. Most of them earned substantial amounts of money in Irish Water remaining, but they remained very ordinary people.
Ah, very ground. That was a bonus, yeah.
It was a bonus. They didn't lose the run of themselves.
That's a bonus, yeah.
Yes, and they didn't rise above their station.
Oh, definitely a bonus.
They didn't buy
yeah.
oversized, sprawling houses behind high walls and electronic gates. They just simply lived in a bubble.
But we're hearing Uachtarán that there's, because the top job, if Fergus O'Dowd has his way in Irish Water, will become available. Any interest, the rumour that you were thinking of doing a hands-on and trying to sort it out, save the people once and for all, and apply for the job, quit the Oireachtas and apply for the
yes,
job.
Well, I won't
as head
wash
of
my
Ishka,
hands of
Ishka,
it anyways,
Brishka.
You know. I can confirm that I have applied and have been interviewed for the top job in Irish Water. First of all, I called into Irish Water and I asked them, you know, would they have a job for me? And that's Elizabeth, what do you call her? Hairnet. Oh, she's...
Arnett.
Hairnet, or whatever you call her, but she's a waft of Chanel off what was absolutely gorgeous. And she said that they hadn't enough work for their own staff in Irish Water. Well, I told her that very little would keep me going because I didn't intend to do a lot. And she said that was the spirit and that's what they wanted to see at Irish Water.
You're on the gripe water.
On the gripe water, yeah.
Uachtarán, continue. Our listeners will want to know, it'll be the first question, I can see it now, your salary, your bonuses, your perks, your padded pensions,
yes.
If in Irish Water, that's what they'll want to
yes.
know.
Well, it's complicated, so it is, Joe.
Well, you're always very good at explaining complicated
yes,
matters.
Yes, of course. Yes, because I'm a great...
You're a complicated
I'm
man.
I'm a complicated person and I'm well educated, unlike yourself. But, you know, the... You see, the
first thing you get... It's going to be a bit of mathematics here.
It is. The first thing is you get...
So, no squaring.
Oh, no squaring or swearing or anything like that.
Off you go.
Well, the first thing you get is a bonus, which is based on 3 times your salary.
Okay.
And then you get a second bonus, which is 4 times your salary and your first bonus.
That's
and then you get allowances, which are 1.5 times your salary. And you get a Christmas bonus paid 6 months in advance. And you know, Joe, I got a starter pack, lovely starter pack from the goodies, sweeteners, a hot water bottle and a mug with Irish water logo on it and 100 waterproof tea bags and a tea caddy in the shape of a water meter and 2 water pistols for personal protection.
But what do you think of that charge that Irish Water out there on is out of touch with its customers?
No, not at all.
They've lost contact, that they're distant.
No, no. No, they're not. No, 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 not at all. They are such an innovative company and they're great communicators. For example, every customer, for example, that returns their completed application form will get a free bottle of holy water from, what do you call him, John Tierney or the fella, the CEO, or I don't know what you call him, and a state-of-the-art water cooler to cool them down when they get their first bill. And you know, Joe, they are the first Irish company, or the first water company in the world, should I say, to provide a relevant service for expectant mothers. You know, Joe, when your waters break, well, they will be. They'll come down and they'll fix the first leak, regardless of whether it's on your property or not, if you know what I mean. And they've all the spanners and the accoutrements for the job, and they have a subsidiary company called Ishke Brishta for dealing with expectant mothers. And I think they are a wonderful company.
And there's wonderful support there. The Royal Hotel in Castlebar, special offers today. Nolan Supermarket in Clontarf. All of Capel Street in Dublin, special offers. Rosscray, Buncrana, Bord, places of buzz today. Dundalk, Coal Merchants in Dublin, special offers for Fiverr Friday. And you can see them all on our website. Mick Hunt landscape weather calendars, T-shirts on free. An Irish biz party, they're called, print T-shirts. The new festival seasonal shop there in Fairview Strand on the corner. Loads of Fiverr Friday offers today. Paddy Gullivan.
Two roads emerged in a wood, but I didn't wear a jacket. It's all about the rates, by the rates, such trouble.
It's all about the rates, by the rates, such trouble. It's all about the rates, by the rates, such trouble. It's all about the rates, of water rates, such trouble.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that Irish water's through, cause we won't take it, like we're supposed to do. We got no wriggle room to pay those water rates, though you've been digging holes, Johnny, all around the place. John Tinney, he told us, don't worry about your rights. He says it's humbling to see how hard my workers work day and night. So I give them a bonus even if they need to improve. So when they ever never lose nothing, we've got nothing to lose.
Cause it's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
water rates, such trouble. Yeah, it's a double tax, no matter what they say. You pay your income tax, can you just pay again?
Oh, you want a meter, you're watching every liter.
It's a personal board snip when you're watching every drip.
Joe Burton's annoyed that you have expensive phones. You should have 2 plastic cups and a string, or just leave your own. Or you give them a bonus even if they need to improve.
You lucky Irish water workers.
So though they never lose nothing, we've just got nothing to lose.
One more time, everybody.
Cause it's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates, water rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates, water rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates, water rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
by the rates,
such trouble. It's all about the rates.
Let me hear it. Let me hear a tune.
It's all about the rates, such trouble. It's all about the rates, what the rates?
What trouble?
It's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates.
Everybody, let me hear you.
Turn me on, baby.
It's all about the rates,
such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
the water rates, such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
the water rates, such trouble.
It's all about the rates,
the water rates, such trouble.
It's all about the rates.
That's Paddy Cullivan, Eason's and Letterkenny, a fantastic offer for a fiver on Fiver Friday, a coffee, a newspaper and a book, any book that's priced $7.99. You pick that up, you buy a newspaper with it, you get your coffee, that comes to over 10 quid,
that's
you get
fantastic.
It for a fiver in Eason's and Letterkenny. Ghost Frog Media, the digitalbakery.ie, it's a website, social media audit, normally costs you 40 quid. Fiver today, a fiver, surprise, surprise. Dundalk, loads of offers up there in Dundalk. Go ahead, Eamon Dunphy is there. Eamon,
yes, of course. Sinead, that the tourism office in Dundalk has been rallying the businesses in Dundalk, so get out into the shops if you're in Dundalk today. No word of a fiver, but everything will be a fiver in Dundalk today.
Well done, Eamon.
And we got in touch. Her business is Books and Gifts on Church Street, County Kildare. She's a scarf, wool, pottery, toys and books and costumes.
Who was he doing?
All up to €20, just a fiver. I'm coming back, Joe.
Who's that? Who's that? Who are we doing there? Francis Brennan, Francis.
Thanks again, Joe. The Castle Inn in Newcastle, County Wicklow, doing fabulous Fiver Friday lunches. Now get out and enjoy the food and the crack in your lovely local this Fiver Friday. You're having a great all the same.
Great.
Mary O'Rourke, Mary.
Standoon in Spittle, County Galway, your home of the Irish
Standoon,
sweater.
Standoon, great shop.
Lots
great
of cosy offers
and
them
cafe.
Scarf, slippers, hats, nice. Gloves, so get in. And everything for a
Fiver. Got a maha got a maha. Java Republic. Let me get this one because they've been brilliant. Java Republic. All coffee and tea products today, online, so to speak, a fiver.
Yeah.
With Java Republic. Go ahead. Yes.
This is Willie O'Dea here.
Willie O'Dea. Okay.
This is Willie O'Dea.
Okay. Do that every time we do an impersonation.
Yeah, I better
give us a clue. Give us a clue.
You're doing wonders for me, confidence.
You give us your KPI number there.
So I looked in the mirror, Joe. What did I say on the Elva? Elva is running Wishing Words. Wishing Words, a one-woman business there in Killiney, making wish words. Wish words posters
great,
to send
great.
Them anywhere in the world, Joe.
And how much would they be today?
They're only a fiver, Joe.
Brian Kerr is with us. Brian, how are you?
I'm joking, so I am. But you know, Kenny Woolen Mills in Main Street, Lahinch. I thought there was only one street in Lahinch. County Clare, they're doing brilliant offers. Just ask for Rosie and tell her that Joe sent you.
Okay. Loads more Fiver Friday after this break. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Well, welcome back to Brennan's Pharmacy. Have a fantastic Fiver Friday. Indeed, loads of pharmacies all around the country are participating in Fiver Friday. DIY for less, that's ABS all over the country. Bargentown, Hampton Flooring up in opposite the Star Cinema. Aura in Drogheda, that's a fantastic gym of special offers on today. Give them a go. Over now to the Doll Bar. More angry scenes. We're told at the Doll Bar. The house has already been adjourned. Hang on. The house has been already. The house has been adjourned four times already, I'm told this morning. Five members of the technical group are now suspended, and we're going to go live there to the Count, Carla, who I'm told is struggling to, once
sit
again,
down. Matty, sit
John Barr is trying
down.
To restore
I'll adjourn the house.
I'm going out to the Doll Bar for a pint. I can't stick any more of this Technicolor group.
Michael, would you ever bring me back a Fanta and a Red Bull? I can feel another Adam's attack coming on.
Over to the Doll Bar, yes.
Vodka
orange. Let's settle down. Let's settle down.
Okay.
Well, if it isn't Mary O'Rourke. What the hell are you doing here, Mary? I haven't seen you around here for years.
Well, with all the new charges that you're putting on things, Michael, it's the only place I can afford to have a drink.
Mary, between ourselves, Mary, and you know, I'm meaning to cause no offence. Go on.
But did you jog up from Athlone?
What?
Or do you have personal freshness issues?
Oh.
I'm only asking you as a friend, Mary, because, you know, there's a bit of a pong.
Well, well, between ourselves, Michael, and there's not many I'd save this to now, but I'm afraid of my life to run my bath since the water meter started ticking last Monday, Michael. And you know me. Jesus, I love my bath. I mean, I'm just terrified.
Well, you better do something about it, Mary, because, you know, people will start to think you have a touch of incontinence.
I know, Michael. I tell you, I'm mortified, but I think I've got it sorted because Mary Lou MacDonald has very kindly allowed me to use the jacuzzi in her office.
Oh.
Mary Lou MacDonald has a jacuzzi in her office.
Oh, yes, Michael. Mary Lou doesn't have to know how to look after herself. You should see her office. Not just the jacuzzi now. Oh, monogrammed towels, scented candles, and she, between you and I, she even has a spray tan machine in there.
A spray tan machine? She's unbelievable. And all this and the average industrial wage. she's fond of herself, all right.
Well, Michael, they don't call her first class fanny for nothing. And there's more. When I was in her steam room.
She has a steam room.
What you are, Michael, the last time
he does
was
a very
there,
good impersonation of me as well.
Yeah.
In fact, he does a better impersonation of me than he does of Michael Noonan.
Keep quiet in the back.
The last time that I was in that steam room, I know it was very steamy now, but I could have sworn.
It was very
hot,
very hot.
Could have sworn I saw a blow up Gerry Adams sitting in the corner. Now, Mary Lou categorically denied it. She said it was a mirage. But I tell you, the next time I see Gerry Adams, I'm going to confront him.
Well, now's your chance, Mary. There he is, sitting over at the bar, playing with his teddies.
Today's the teddy bears. Gerry, psst, Gerry, hello, Gerry.
How are you, Mary? Long time no see.
Mm.
You look a bit pale. Sorry, that's your line, Mary.
Oh, yes. Gerry,
well, anyway,
you do.
That's Gerry Adams doing an impersonation of Mary Lou MacDonald, as per usual.
Where's the old arrogance gone, Gerry? That old arm light in one hand and the balaclava in the other.
I'm not in the mood.
Look, come here, Gerry. I was just telling Michael that I saw a blow-up doll of yourself in Mary Lou's steam room.
That's an utterly reprehensible allegation. I categorically deny that. I was ever inside in Mary Lou's office. Mm. I've never been in Mary Lou's bathroom, and I certainly have never been in Mary Lou's steam room.
Gerry, you're a scream. I mean, the next thing you tell is that you were never in the IRA.
Mary, I think the only people left now who don't believe Gerry was in the IRA are the people who were in the IRA with Gerry.
And a great Sinn Féin supporter, Eamon Dunphy. How are you?
Yes,
you are. You're backing Gerry. We know generally you're very
yes,
supportive.
Yes.
The Wild Goose Grill, fiver Friday, 3-course lunch. That's at McSorley's in Renla for a fiver. Ollie's Pet Boutique and a lot of pet shops and vet offices all around the country doing incredible offers today. All for a five. Hearty Jewellers doing a fiver and Cross McGlen doing fantastic offers. Eamon, how are you? How are things? I know you got a lot of flack after the game last weekend.
Yeah.
You say that Germany, this is your second part of your tirade, that Germany have slipped back into footballing recession with their withdrawal against the Republic of Ireland. And Liam Brady, his name is always mentioned in connection with managerial jobs, and indeed John Giles, and yourself are the managerial troika that Germany are now looking for.
Yes, we have been approached, myself, Liam, and Johnny, we were met up with Angel Grinder Merkel, the German Chancellor in Copperface Jacks, and she was firing back shots. And I told her that if German strikers could take their shots like she could drink them, then Ireland would have been beaten by a cricket score. And she asked me, did I like Prosecco? And I said, no. I thought Ozil was a better passer of the ball and a better striker. And she asked me, would I, Liam and Johnny, consider managing the German team, but we'd have to be interviewed. And I said, there's no time like the present, baby. That's showbiz. And I took from my pocket a bar of Cadbury's chocolate onto the dance floor of Copperface Jacks, and I sang, yes, Fräulein, I can boogie. I gave a tomahawk whisky. The chocolate was melting in my hand, so Liam Brady took over the dance floor and danced to Hot Chocolates, You Sexy Thing. to be joined by Johnny Giles singing another hot chocolate number, We'll Win Again.
But Eamon, did you... That's your, it is Eamon Dunphy you're doing, isn't it, Frankie? Did you discuss with Angela the changes that need to be made to the German team in order, how do you say, to get them back on track, Jack?
Yeah.
And stop taking the flack, Mac.
Yeah, flack. A good script writer,
without getting the sack.
Yeah. She did ask me where I thought Germany could get top class strikers and defenders. So I told her that Sinn Féin had some of the greatest defenders that I'd ever seen. I said they'll work doggedly, they'll defend everything, and they'll rarely score on goals, and they have a never-say-die attitude. In terms of strikers, Joe, in Ireland, you know, we have some of the top strikers in the world. They're, take, for example, the public service. These people will strike at a moment's notice when you least expect them. And, you know, that's what the German economy needs and the German, you know, German football needs.
Yeah. Okay, for the next bit, Eamon, will you do Dave Fanning doing an impersonation of Eamon Dunphy? Otherwise, we'd be here till Christmas. Would you speed it up a bit, Frank?
No,
you ready?
No, because I'm going to take my
time. Angela Merkel, Dave Fanning doing an impersonation of... did Angela Merkel name names as who she would like in Germany?
Yeah, she said repeatedly she asked that Andy Kenny would be named on the German squad. She had a lot of shots at this stage. She appeared tired and emotional like I have been. And she said that all the world leaders, of all the world leaders that she's ever met, Andy was a sex bomb.
Oh, amazing.
We discussed the transfer fee and she said she would gladly pay water charges on behalf of the Irish people for the next 10 years if she could have Andy Kenny for one night.
Just the one night?
Well, he'd only last the night.
And what does Brian Kerr think of that?
Yeah, I think it's going great, you know.
Joe Brody, what does Joe Brody think of that?
I think it was great. I think if she took me over, I'd be sexy.
And Micheál Mura Hurtig, and we'll...
There's nothing to beat me when it comes down to sexiness. Just for a fiver tonight.
And
me.
I wonder what Patrick Flynn is doing for Fiver Friday.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm not paying any water charges. Good, bad or different. I'll not give no numbers to anybody, be it pension
Charlie
numbers.
McCreevy. What's Charlie McCreevy doing for Fiver Friday?
Nothing.
As usual,
Hampers,
nothing.
Hampers and Co.ie, fantastic company, doing great offers. Great offers. They're on their website for Fiverr Friday. Free My Picture, all the pet boutiques that I mentioned. Brennan's, I mentioned them earlier. I'm flying through all the tweets that are coming in. Enchanted.ie have special offers. Hearty Jewelers, loads of offers up in Renla, I'm told. The Great Outdoors are doing fantastic offers. Go Port West down in Westport are doing great offers as well. Go ahead,
I can't tell my neighbour. I have a neighbour here, like in Church Street, County Kildare. Books and gifts. Like she's a scarf, pottery, toys and costumes. Like they used to be £20, and you can have them now for
a fiver. Let's go over live to Talla Village Green. Celine, good afternoon. Of Celine's Flowers and Gifts. How are you, Celine?
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you on this Fiver Friday?
Great. Get as many mentions in as you can, Celine. The clock
is
ticking.
We're all participating down in Village Green. Everything is bigger and better this year in 2014. Absolutely fantastic bargains value to be had in every single shop. From Malloy's off-licence, €5 bottles of Spanish wine. The pet shop have 4 goldfish for a fiver. Bliss Hair and Beauty are doing nails. They're doing loads of things over there. The taxi office, our local cab office in Village Green, will bring you home for €5.
Oh, brilliant.
And over in Malloy's...
Frank lives in Castlebar.
Pardon?
Frank, Patrick Flynn lives in Castlebar.
Yes, if they bring me for a fiver, well, you know, maybe I'll
which
give
house,
them a fiver.
Which house will they bring you to, Patrick?
They'll bring me to all three. One in Brussels, one in Dublin, and one in Castlebar. That's
Tala taxis. Well done, Celine. Who else? Leisureplex in the Village Green.
Leisureplex in the Village Green. The sisters have up to 70% off Ben Sherman jeans. Malloy's Pub are doing special cocktails just for you, Joe. They're calling it a Cosmopolitan.
Oh,
and a
very
Joe
good.
Hito.
Yeah.
And then you can get your taxi back after having a good few of those.
Farah.
And in my shop, we've angels, we've plants, we've 50% off on our online shop. IrishFlowerShops.com. That's for the whole day, and that's orders up to the end of November. You can place your order today, get 50% off, and for any time in the next 6 weeks for delivery. We've loads of stuff in store.
Well
we've
done.
Bridals. a lot of bridal stuff, 20% off. You can get your whole package of bridal flowers for €100 today. Once it's booked today, €5 deposit, and that's it done, €100.
Well done, Celine. We can't get put everyone up, but Uachtaráin na hÉireann and Celine would like to address you personally and thank you personally for the effort. Go ahead, Uachtaráin.
Yes, of course, Celine. You know, I'd love a little bunch of flowers from you, and you can come to my Áras and we'll have an overnight.
I would love that so much.
Yes, we'll have to get rid of the other woman, though.
Oh, do.
I'll tell you what, you give her
Celine's
a bunch of flowers.
Celine's flowers and gifts.
I'm enough woman for you.
Well
anytime.
Done. Well done to everyone in Tala Village.
Totally fiverized here.
Brilliant, brilliant. Up to our fiverized. Okay, 5-1. Double fiver, fiver one.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
In fairness, there's hardly a butcher in the country now that's not participating in Fiver Friday. Noreen Doyle, Hainstown Meats in Tohur's Business Park there, outside Nace, isn't it, Noreen?
That's it, Joe.
What are you doing for Fiver Friday? What's the weather like in Kildare?
The sun is shining. Happy days. Yeah, it's been a lovely morning and we've had a fantastic morning so far in the shop. Great atmosphere, great buzz around the place. Greatly supported by all the locals. Plenty of new faces, Joe, which is great to see. Every time we do this, we get loads of new faces. And with the sun shining, it's a great day here in Tokers.
Okay, and you're totally fiverized.
We're totally fiverized. We're giving two beautiful aged strip lines, sirloin steaks plus potato gratin, enough for two for dinner for fiver.
Well done, well done. And you're busy anyway. And I think a lot of butchers are. And I'm really surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised, Noreen, at the number of butchers from. I'm trying to remember all the names and forgive me. I know obviously McKenna's in Clontarf, Gahan Meats, all the butchers from Tuam, Ballyhawn, some in Galway, Limerick. All participating in Fiver Friday. They've really made a big, big effort this year and it's to be totally appreciated. And well done to the whole thing. Was a Finglas Meats. Remember in the village in Finglas, they were on to us earlier in the week. That's Noreen Doyle in Hainstown Meats. Let me go to Mary Butler in Kilshanny House in County Clare. Mary, good afternoon. You're having a Fiver Friday craft day. Just list some of the local craft people involved.
Hi Joe, how are you? It's
great, thanks.
Mad here. The crafts are pottery, hand knits, handmade jewellery, but I'm actually downstairs in the kitchen and would you believe the professional photographer has been flung in here to wash dishes. Some cousin has come in to help. It is just unbelievable, the turnout.
Great.
And I want to apologise to some of those people that were pulling their hair out and saying, I have to go collect children from school. I say, blame Joe Duffy.
And remember, if they are pulling their hair out, they can get half a haircut in Gory for Fiver.
If you'd reason, you'd be half cut.
So you have Atlantic Silks, Airmid Natural Handmade Soap. You take a break there, Mary. You sound wrecked. Kilshanny Hand Knits by Valerie.
Take your call.
Pottery made from the clay at Doolin Caves, Natural Arts, wooden handmade boxes, and Stone Mad, they're all involved. And there's a Fiver Friday lunch, a cup on tay, and a dessert, and a pint
Fantastic.
Or whatever. No problem.
Unbelievable turnout.
Well done. Well done, Mary. And
Thank
I know you've done incredible work down there to get
Thanks
it all going. You're like.
You have to come down for a pint yourself.
Absolutely. You're like Geraldine in Boar and Brian down there, and Brian Redmond down there in Roscrea. You took it upon yourself to become a Fiver Friday coordinator, and you just knocked on doors. No agenda. Let's all do this together for a bit of a laugh. Where's Declan? Oh, Doc, you've been very quiet there.
No,
Doc.
I bought a greyhound.
Yeah.
For a fiver.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, and he's a brand. He's all right.
Yeah.
And I was had him out the other day walking, and a friend of mine stopped me. He said, "What are you going to do with that greyhound?" I said, "I'm going to race him." See, he'll probably beat him. And there's a fella goes into the pub one day and he's sitting there with his friend and he says, "Were you ever so drunk you went home and kissed your wife's navel?" He said, "We're drunker than that." And he says, "He noticed he said, I've headaches. I have headaches all day long." And the other fella said, "I used to have headaches, but there's no tablets in the world will cure headaches. What I did, and helped me wife, she's a big woman, got me head between her chest, rubbed from side to side real hard for about 4 hours," he said. "And the sweat from me and the sweat from her," he said, "that cured her." He said, "You ever go with that?" So he met him a week later. He said, "How was the headache?" He said, "It's gone." And I did exactly what you told me to do. He said, "By the way, that's a lovely house you have."
Mossy Conson, how are you, Mossy?
I'm fine. I've got about a five alone. There was a friend of mine, Joe, God help us. He had two pet monkeys and they died.
And
he took them down to the taxidermist. He said, "Will you do a job on them for me?" And the taxidermist said, "I will." He says, "Do you want them mounted?" And the chap said, "Oh, no, just holding hands will do." Do want another one, John?
We do, Mossy, yeah.
The fella went up to the hotel reception in his pyjamas and he said, can I have the key to room 325? And the girl said, I'm sorry, that's occupied. He said, no, give me the room to 325. She said, I'm terribly sorry, it is occupied, there's someone in it. He said, just not, he said, twas I was in a room after falling out the window.
Declan O'Brien, celebrate John O'Shea, John O'Shea, O'Shea, O'Shea.
I will indeed, Joe, after that moving interview you had with Eamon Duffy. Tuesday night, October 14th, we gathered round our TV to watch with trepidation the match against Germany. The newly crowned world champions this summer in Brazil. To put it mildly, you could say our task could be categorised uphill. And as the teams took to the pitch in the city of Gelsenkirchen, 3,000 Irish fans sang, Angela, we're not working. The Germans entered the arena with an arrogant stride, looking down upon these leprechauns walking by their side. There was nothing to upset them, nothing that they feared, except of course if Roy Keane still happened to have his beard. But even that was shaved off, something we might rue. It made Roy look like a mixture of Saddam Hussein and Ronnie Drew. Of course, Roy still retained his previous gift, the stare, that unflinching look, which would make the strongest will among us say, OK, Roy, I'll buy your book. And so the game got underway, was backs against the wall. Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich versus Stoke City, Hull, Millwall. The Irish keeper, David Ford, prevented the scoreline look like cricket. While the German keeper had so little to do, he should have bought a ticket. But the Germans breached the barrier in the 70th minute, and the only question now was by how much they were going to win it. The clock ticked into injury time. The score was still 1-0 as we prepared ourselves for a moral victory against these champions from Brazil. When suddenly, out of nowhere, with just seconds left to play, a cross went in, passed across into the path of John O'Shea.
Oh, mammy!
Swing it over the top. Hendrick is there.
What was he doing that far up the pitch? Had he decided to go for his throw? Who cares why he ended up there? The figure had scored the goal. We jumped out of our seats as one. We almost hit the ceiling. A last minute goal against the world champs. Oh, what a beautiful feeling. We hugged, we celebrated, our faces wide with smiles. But all that came crashing down when we saw Dunphy, Brady and Giles. We could tell from their expressions, we knew it would be trouble. No better men to have around to help you burst your bubble. Of course they are the analysts, the experts right enough, but sometimes you might like to shake them and tell them to lighten up. You know, a special quango should be set up to include his three old groaners. I've even come up with a title for it. They should be known as Borden and Moaners.
Ah, very good.
Now all eyes turn to Scotland on the 14th of November, a meeting of the Celtic cousins, a night we shall remember. But for now, we'll bask in the afterglow of that wonderful October day. Another bailout from the Germans, courtesy of John O'Shea. O'Shea, 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 O'Shea.
O'Shea,
O'Shea. 1850-715-815.
Joe Duffy. Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And lots more Fiverr Fridays coming in from all over the country, from Yall, from Banagher, from Ballyhawness, from Ballinasloe, from Ballyfermot, from Buncrana, all doing Fiverr Friday. Well done. I think it's the biggest Fiverr Friday ever. Fantastic. That's not what it's all about. It's just trying to give small local shops and services a little leg up. Michael Noonan, Minister for Finance, you must, even in your darkest hour, have a positive word to say about Fiverr Friday.
I'm very positive about Fiverr Friday. In fact, on behalf of the government, I'd give a fiver to Mary Lou MacDonald if she offered us a straight answer.
Paul Saunders is in Yall, the butcher boy in Yall. Yall there, Paul.
Joe, how are you? You're good?
How's Yall, Paul?
Yall's not too bad now at all. We have a lovely sunny day down here, like. And it's all going well on Fiverr Friday.
Okay, and I am told that the customers are staying away because you put two posters with my mug in the window.
You're not too bad. I know Halloween's only around the corner, Joe, but don't worry about it.
That'll frighten them all in Yall.
Well,
okay.
We've a Yalloween festival here for the weekend as well, so that's fine, Joe.
Yalloween, that's good, isn't it? Very good. Yalloween. A Yalloween weekend in Yall. You have a big sign outside. I saw the photograph. It says, go ahead, five chops for...
5 pork chops for a fiver, 5 chicken fillets a fiver, 800 grams of mince a fiver, 4 spiced pork chops a fiver, 3 marrow lens a fiver, 3 stuffed pork chops a fiver, 4 potato cakes a fiver, 5 chicken sticks a fiver, 4 spiced burgers a fiver. Now, Joe, how can we go, like, you know?
I'll have them all. That'll keep you going for a month, Paul. That's Paul Saunders, y'all's butcher boy. Well done. Well done, Paul. Keep the faith. Where's Anne Conan Marcus? Anne, good afternoon.
Hi.
You're in Ballyharness. How are you, Anne?
Not too bad now, yourself.
And how's everyone in Ballyharness?
Oh, brilliant. The town is buzzing today now, I'll be honest with you.
Well
done. It's been great. Fair play to you for this.
And Gerard Bohr were on, they're saying it's like a market day in Bohr. All the Buncrana is the same. Various places around the country. A bit of a buzz today. Go ahead, Anne.
Oh, there is. There's a huge buzz now because it was actually wet and cold this morning and I went around the town myself and there was an awful lot more people around the town and talking about it.
Super.
Because I was just saying earlier on that we had put it up on, we've a Ballyharness Shoppers Facebook page and in 2 days, 1,500 people had seen it and about 13 of them then had shared it. And I was getting a number of calls as well to where I worked, you know, about them. Do you know, they just think it's absolutely brilliant. I had one girl, she was actually in the office from, she was on 2 weeks holiday and she was only in today and she seen them and she says, oh my, can I ring my mom? You know, because the offers are so brilliant. So the town is buzzing from it and fair play.
And Ballyharness' supermarkets, pharmacies, clothes shops, bars, restaurants, butcher shops, hardware stores. All involved.
Yeah, they've come on board and they've come on board in a big way. There's mighty offers in all of them. You know, they really have done a brilliant job and the town is flying today.
And Anne, where is Ballyharness in terms of where are your nearest big shopping? I know Ballyharness is a shopping town, but where do people go to shop? Where would it be the big town?
The big towns nearest to us would be Castlebar and Ballina.
Okay.
We'd be about, you know, an hour from Ballina, 40 minutes from Castlebar.
Okay.
Those would be where all the big clothes shops
beautiful
and all that
Ballyharness
are.
And would Pádraig Flynn drop in at all? Pádraig, would you go near Ballyharness in your day, Pádraig?
Of course I would, on my way to Knock. Because I have bottles of water, Flynn's water, and it's blessed. And anybody that wants their medical card come back to me for a fiver and I'll have it re-granted.
And all that water, Pádraig, you've passed yourself, have you?
Oh, drop of it.
Okay.
And it's precious.
Well done to everyone in Ballyharness, Anne. And congratulations to you and getting stuck in and taking the initiative. And Ballyharness Enterprise Centre as well. Well done. Well done.
Thanks millions.
And good health. Good health.
It's been brilliant.
Good health. Thanks indeed. And good health to everyone down there and everyone participating. Concepta is here. Concepta O'Reilly. She just came in from the local school. She normally drops in on the last Friday of every month. This not being the last Friday, but midterm coming up. This is a bank holiday Friday. You're in very, very good mood, Concepta. But there are a couple of things bothering you at the moment about the land of
austerity.
Okay. You've written a little essay. Yeah. Is it for the competition?
It is,
The board beer, the milk board competition.
I just want to get on with it now.
Okay.
The poor people of the land had been suffering for years and they all had a dose of a shocking thing called austerity and the people thought that this was sent by God to punish them for their wicked ways when they had loads of money and didn't know what to do with it. So the people prayed that Michael the tax collector would lead them out of the land of austerity to a land of slightly less austerity. So Michael the tax collector stood outside the temple and raised his tablet to the sky and said, "Behold, it's time to give you something back." And the people cheered and clapped and jumped round the place. Then they all sat down quietly to hear Michael. So Michael stood up and cleared his throat several times and began, "I will give you all €5 extra for the children."
Ah, brilliant.
And you could see all the mothers doing a quick head count of their young ones and young fellas and adding up the money. Then he said he wouldn't be looking for any more tax from the people unless they could afford it, in which case he wouldn't say no. And the old people and the people who couldn't find work were going to enjoy Christmas a quarter more than they did last year because he was going to give them an extra few bob to spend. But there was one thing that still annoyed the people, and it was the water charge. And they shouted out, "What Michael has given Irish Water, take it away." and didn't a sea of people descend on the city, and they were all dressed in blue, and they were singing and chanting and protesting about the water charges, and wasn't Joseph the listener standing outside the shop watching it all? And the people saw Joseph, and the sea of people parted, and they called on Joseph to hear their prayers and walk amongst them. But Joseph said, sure, I'm only watching. Talk to me next week and I listen to your stories. Then he toddled off for himself. So the next week, the people blew the ear off Joseph about the water, and nobody knew what was going on, not even Joseph. And some people had shocking stories, and they said it was easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for an old person to get through to Irish water. But Joseph knew that the people needed hope and reminded them of the special Friday. It's like a good Friday, but more cheerful. And he told them to spend a little and get a lot. And they asked, would that work with the water as well? Yeah. So the people went to the markets and loaded up their baskets with all sorts of gorgeous things, and there were great bargains on loaves and fishes, and they had a big feast later on, all for a fiver. And when the feast was finished, they had filled 12 baskets with the leftovers, but they just threw that out and filled up their old bins.
Oh, well done. Well done, Concepta. Hey, well, by the way, freemypicture.com in Dyer Street. Dyer Street in Drogheda is a lovely street, by the way. Dyer Street in Drogheda have a fantastic offer. Get your mug on a mug, so to speak, yeah, for a fiver. It's a super, super offer. If you go on to our Twitter and Liveline's Twitter and RTE's Twitter account, it will give you lots of information today. But the main thing is, just to try and get out and have a bit of a spend today if you can, and a bit of an atmosphere going around so many towns and streets and shopping malls and shopping streets. Mary O'Rourke is with us. Mary, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, Joseph. I'm just fiverized here.
Up to your eyes with Fiver Friday.
Up to my eyes and fiver. Joe, can I sing a little song?
Of course you can, Mary.
You know, I really ought to do that by the time I get to Phoenix. Take it away, By the time Phil got to Brussels, Enda wondered, have I done the right thing sending Phil Hogan away? 'Cause now I'm left here with the feckin' water charges that I know in my heart and soul they just won't pay. How I rue the day I sent Phil away. Enda Kenny wanted John McNulty in the Shannon. Now McNulty had a few garages outside of Castlebar. Now his arse and his elbow, they all meant the same thing to him. He was asked once and he said, I'm just doing what I told. They were very bold. Now John's out in the cold. By the time Phil got back to Dublin, 'twas all over. Fine Gael were wiped out, just like Fianna Fáil. Mary Lou, out of the blue, became the Tánaiste. And you'll never ever guess who got to be the boss. Give a bull a boss for Gerry Adams' teddy bear. I dredged.
It's hard to believe, Mary, that you were once an English teacher. Because have you ever heard the word rhyming?
Slightly.
He's a genius at the IMB.
Siobhan Moore is on the line in Navan. Well done, Siobhan. Johnstown Shopping Centre. How are you? How are you, Siobhan?
I'm very well, thank you, Joe. And yourself?
Good. And how are you doing? It's called the Pestle and Mortar Gift Shop.
Pestle and Mortar Giftware, that's us, yes. We're here in Johnstown Shopping Centre, just outside Navan.
And you're doing, and there's 10 shops, and four, half of them are doing Fiver Friday at the moment.
That's
and what,
right.
What are they doing?
Well, we're doing sort of, you know, candles reduced by half price, basically, in some frames that would normally be retailing at 10 down to 5.
Great
and
stuff.
Some of the news agents here is doing some offers on cards, and the florist is doing an offer on her flowers as well. So all in all, I think it's very good. The response has been very good locally here. People are really pleased that we're giving something back, and then they're supporting us locally
well
as well.
Well done. That's what it's all about. And Siobhan, how's Navan doing generally?
Navan is, I think, the same as every other town, Joe. Yes. It's been badly hit. The main centre of the town has been badly hit by the recession. But we're quite hopeful that this year, hopefully, Christmas will be good. And please God, consumer confidence is
rising.
Okay, and remember the Christmas tree went up yesterday outside Cork Airport, believe it or not. Yes, it's out there. There is, they're putting it up already.
Might so be that's just a little early for the Christmas tree.
Well, Siobhan, I only hope from your point of view in Pestle and Mortar gift shop there in Navan and Johnstown Shopping Centre and all the other shops that Christmas does start today.
Hopefully.
And that it gives it a bit of a kick and it gives people a bit of a boost. And
I think it does. I think it cheers people up and gives them something to look forward to. We have our Christmas stock out and people are coming in and just getting into the Christmas spirit. So.
Okay, well done, Siobhan Moore. Gerry O'Grady.
Can I just say, Joe, take advantage.
Michael Noonan.
You know, take advantage of every possible opportunity, the people out there today.
Yeah.
Get anything you can because there won't be anything coming from the government about 2037, Joe.
Gerry O'Grady. Gerry is in Blanchardstown in Dublin. Gerry, how are you?
I'm very well, Joe. Are you hearing me okay there?
Loud and clear because you're, Hearing Care Services in Blanchardstown.
That's correct, Joe. O'Grady's Hearing Care Services, Main Street, Blanchardstown.
And
opposite Super Value Shopping Centre. I spoke to you last year around the same time.
Right.
And I'm glad to say business has picked up. And I think the bit more confidence out there in the whole market.
Great stuff.
In recent times.
And how have you been this morning?
We had a very busy morning, and we have to say hugely thankful to yourselves for the words that you have passed out there. We have two great offers this year. We are again giving a year's supply of hearing aid batteries for a fiver. You must contact us today. Running out of stock at the moment,
right, okay.
So phone today or contact us on O'Grady'sHearing.ie.
Well
also
done.
This year, earwax removal for a fiver. Earwax can be a problem for a lot of people, especially that are wearing hearing aids or maybe using earplugs, and may cause ringing in the ears, cause an echo in your own voice even, or a plugged up fullness feeling
so,
in the ear.
So O'Grady's
come along and we'll have a check.
Okay, it's Hearing Care Services there in Blanchardstown, opposite Super Value. Well done, Gerry. That's Gerry O'Grady, and you deserve all the business you get because you're a great shop and you've been trooping there for a long time. Now, produced for less than a fiver, we've a special version of Star Trek for you now.
Space, the great empty void between the ears of your local TD. These are the voyages of the starship Enteritus. Captain's log, stardate 2079379. Ash Shaggett, look at the date sometime at the end of October. The Enteritus has become contaminated by food poisoning. We are awaiting the arrival of a specialist cleanup team. The old war wound is giving me hell today.
Had it long, Captain?
Dates back to the time I was kidnapped by the Romulans. I'll tell you, Spock, you never really recover once you've been grabbed by the Romulans.
You can say that again, Captain.
You never really recover once you've been grabbed by the Romulans.
Someone from the Federation, ready to beam aboard, sir, must be the key decontamination expert.
Harrius, I'm the crew's byproduct overflow detoxification operative.
The what?
I'm here to clean the jacks. Are you Spec?
No, my name is Kirk. You're thinking of Spock.
Oh, I heard he was a right bit of dirt. That's what I thought his name was Spec. Hey, he's only two ears.
Why? How many were you expecting?
Three. I heard you had a left ear, a right ear, and a final front ear. Do you get it? Do you? I go on, smile. You look like you've just got your first bill from Irish Water.
You can't talk to Spock like that. He's a Vulcan officer.
He's a Vulcan agent. That's what he is. What he needs in his life is a good woman.
To do what? Whisper sweet nothings in my ear?
I wouldn't chance it with them ears, love. I'd be afraid I might fall in. Not that I ever got much from marriage myself, no. All I ever got from him was marital thrombosis.
Marital thrombosis?
Yeah, I married a claw.
I've had enough of this. Fetch security.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ach, pech, kaploch.
What's that strange language you're using?
Klingon.
I'm not clinging on to you.
You know I've been contaminated?
Ah, grabbed by the Romulans, were you? There's only one thing worse than being grabbed by the Romulans. It's been seized by the Ferengi.
We've been hit by a photon torpedo. What will we do?
Do what we always do. Stagger from side to side.
Thank goodness the ship is stabilizing.
Oh, thank God for that. My molecules are all over the place. They haven't been that excited since I was on my honeymoon.
I'd say that was light years ago.
Oh, what was he used to say to me? Oh, yeah. I could live in your eyes, Bernie. Well, says I, you feel right at home, because there's a sty in one of them. Anyway, where do I go with my bucket?
Why don't you contact Lieutenant Yahuria in communications?
I beg your pardon?
Contact communications, Yahuria.
You watch your mouth, pal.
Captain, we're approaching the outer planets.
Ah, the outer planets. Tell me, my dear, have you ever been, or have you ever seen the rings around Uranus?
The rings around me what?
The rings around Uranus.
You're a right bit of dirt, aren't you? Well, for your information, I've never actually seen them, but I'm a master to me asteroids. Anyway, what time is it?
Stardate 2945.6.
What's that in old money?
2:30.
Oh, listen, I better leg it.
But what about the decontamination?
Forget it, pal. I've a date in 30 minutes with one of them aliens from the planet Octopus.
You wouldn't be safe on a date with one of those guys. They're all hands.
I know, but I love a man with huge tentacles. See you later. Yes, sap, spacer.
Back with more Fiverr Friday offers after this break.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
By the way, June Rogers in the Gaiety Theatre next week, the Billy Barry Show, the late great Billy Barry in her honour, all her children, so to speak. Friday of 28th November, 29th of December, Christmas show in the Red Cow and in the Silver Springs Hotel in Cork. After that, Hickey's Pharmacy, Photo Centre, Turles, Vincenzo's Woodfired Pizza, Donny Carney, Tommy the Flower Seller at Palmerstown Cemetery, yeah. The Scarlet Heifer, three locations, Tala, Leopardstown and the Market Bellarmine in Steppeside, Cran Oak Bookshop in Church Street in Cavan, D&S Hardware in Tullamore, Joanne Hines Total Health in Ballinrobe, D&M Garden Centre and Restaurant in Ballycannon in County Limerick, every single one of them doing Fiverr Friday. Loads of Fiverr Friday in the Market Square, I'm told, in Castlebar. A brilliant buzz between the Care Shop, the Patisserie, Kilkelly Luggage, Ketterick's Butchers, Rio de Janeiro Barbers, Kilkelly Travel, Healthier Choice, the Fish Shop, Platinum Hair Salon, the Market Square in Galway. Roy Keane is with us. As you know, it's a whirlwind tour on the book promotion. Roy, how are you doing? We've a live audience here in studio, so feel free to ask Roy a few questions as we approach the end of the programme. Go ahead. Anyone want to ask a few questions?
Whose phone is that? We turn it off. What's going on? No, I can't stand the phone going off.
Hang on, Roy. Roy, it's live line. Phones do go off, you know.
It is called live line. Can't you put them on silent?
Well, okay, while you're here, just talk about the book, for God's sake. Would you? How about on the day that's in a few copies of your book for a fiver?
Me book for a fiver? I give him a look at it. I'm not going to give it to him, not for a fiver. I mean, they can flick through it, like, but I'm not giving it to him for a fiver.
But in fact, I had a read of the book. It's a great read. And the thing that jumped off the pages was your calmness, your self-control, the serenity, the tranquility, light years away from the volatile, tempestuous, incandescent Roy of Saipan. I mean, do you have any regrets, by the way, about that?
Regrets? You must be joking. Sitting in the back of a plane, no gear, no balls, training in a car park, with a toolbox for a manager. You're asking me, have any regrets? I have a regret. I regret going out there in the first place.
We have a question from the man down the back there in the heavy beard. What's your name, sir? Go ahead.
I don't have to give my name. You're not the referee. You can't ask me my name. Just call me Gaffer. I just want to say what that lad done in Saipan. Disgrace. All the other lads were quite happy to play in the car park with no gear, no balls. But not Roy. What he done to that manager chap was a disgrace.
Roy, what do you think?
I know the voice. Keep talking. What's your name? I know the voice. What's your name?
No, we'll have another question. Massey, you have a question.
I have a question. And I have no problem giving me name, right? My name is Massey Constant from Cork. Roy, how's it going?
You have a question for Roy, Massey.
It's not a question, George. It's not a question. I just want to say out straight now about the Saipan business.
Yeah, go ahead. What about Saipan?
Give me a chance. Yeah, give me a chance. Will you, George?
Say it. Why don't you say it?
You guys just want to say it.
Say it. Why don't you say it? If you're saying something, why don't you say it?
And just in.
Say it out.
Listen, can
come
you
on,
know,
Matt, I know you
shut
well.
Up,
I know
shut up. I'll give you a... Listen, give me a chance now. Look, I just want to say about apropos girls.
What's apropos? What do you mean apropos?
I'm refereeing underage young fellas for years on cock. And I remember you, Roy. I remember you when you were a handy little footballer. And I often refereed you. And I tell you something now for that. You played some of your best football with no gear, no balls, and no fucking attitude.
And Mossy, I know as an experience, what's the word? Aficionado of football.
Come on,
have you any
question.
Advice for Roy?
Roy, I tell you straight off face, all like, and I myself and Matt O'Neill were talking about it.
Go on, what are you saying?
If you keep scoring them bills, right, you're going to be mistaken for one of the Taliban, and you'll get a smack of a drone in the back of the head, and you'll be killed outright. Look, won't you go away and buy a packet of razors? Good ones, no, not the disposable ones, and shave off all that old beard. I'm telling you, you're going to be killed stone dead by a drone.
A drone? I mean
but the animal,
why do you say
but the
that?
About drones, Massey? Yeah. I'm not scared of drones. I spent half my life listening to drones. Alex Ferguson. Have you ever listened to him? He's a drone. John Delaney. Have you heard him droning on? I'd take on any drone.
You know, Ryan.
Can I come in there? Sorry, it's me again. Can I come in there?
What's your name, sir?
I don't have to give my name.
In fairness, though, you should give your name. Like, we can't really go on without people identifying.
All right. My name is Micheál.
Micheál what?
Micheál O'Meara-Hurtig.
And what's your point?
I want to finally set the record straight about what that chap that we're with you was sent home from Saipan. It had nought to do with football. He drove the hotel staff, God rest him, over the edge. We came down to breakfast one morning and five waiters had committed Harry Keary. They were lying across the table, dead as Johnny Giles on telly.
And why do you say that? Why do you say that, Martin?
It's just a joke, Joe.
It is just a joke.
It's just a joke.
Oh, okay. I know that voice, Roy. You know that voice. You know who it is, don't you, Roy?
Well, you know, usual stuff. Roy couldn't please him, wanted mushy peas and brown sauce with his sushi, wouldn't drink the sake, kept banging the table looking for Barry's tea, brown bread, tripe and drasheen.
I know that voice. What you say your name was? Hold me court yourself. I'm not taking this. Come back here, you. Come back here, you. Hey, come back here, you sham.
Damien Duggan is on the line. Quick in Fairview. Phillipsburg Avenue is flying. Fairview Strand is flying.
We're out the door.
How are things going, Damien?
Yeah, we're out the door. It's absolutely brilliant. Brady's Butchers next door are out the door. The Sentry is up to their eyes. I've just air-pierced a woman's ear. She wouldn't leave them here, so I was under pressure piercing them because I was trying to fit a watch battery at the same time. But she got it done, John, and she's fine. So we're absolutely out the door. So she had to get her ears pierced while she waited.
Okay, well done, Damien Duggan in Fairview. Micheál O'Meara-Hurtig is a few more to read out there. Go ahead, Micheál.
Oh, I have Taunton's Chocolate, Cruises Street, Limerick, great offers on Beattie's Jewellers, Main Street, Lochray, County Galway, Brennan's Butcher Supplies, Clune County, Leitrim, Dennis the Flower Man, Lynch's Florist, Fossa Avenue, Cabra West, Dublin 7, and Meanery's Department Store, Letterkenny, Carrick and Shannon Tullamore. All of them have great offers on for a fiver.
Well done. Kieran Dunn was on sound, Laura D. Davis, the BCO, Ailish O'Shea and Alistair have done fantastic work, and that's to be singled out, the two of them, Ailish and Alistair, for their work on Fiverr Friday. Siobhan Hawk is the series producer, Tim Desmond produced, and the wonderful Derek Mooney is next. Thank you all so much for supporting Fiverr Friday, and above all, we're all supporting each other. Keep it going. Jan O'Brien, our musical director, the play is out with Mellow Yellow. You can guess what that's about. Declan O'Brien is at the Baffle Poetry in Loughrea, County Galway this weekend. You can move to him personally and abuse him for his gags today. Doc Savage is working away. Sil Fox is currently away with the fairies. Thank you all. Jan O'Brien.
To save some money is remember when you spend a penny. If it's yellow, let it mellow, quite rightly. If it's brown, flush it down, quite right. If it's yellow, let it mellow, quite right. trick.
1850-715-815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.